From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting on the eve of his first address to the opening session of the UN General Assembly. President Donald Trump warned the U.S. could take additional measures to address Venezuela's long-standing economic and political crisis. The president met with Latin American leaders on the sidelines of the UN meeting.
The socialist dictatorship of Nicolas Maduro has inflicted terrible misery and suffering on the good people of that country.
Mr. Trump said people are starving and the South American country is collapsing. He called the situation completely unacceptable and said democracy must be restored. Earlier, Mr. Trump called for reform of the UN.
In recent years, the United Nations has not reached its full potential because of bureaucracy and mismanagement. While the United Nations on a regular budget has increased by 140% and its staff has more than doubled since 2000, we are not seeing the results in line with this investment.
He called for greater accountability, protection of whistleblowers, and a focus on results, not process. The U.S. currently provides nearly a quarter of the U.N. budget. U.N. Secretary General Antonio Guterres Monday said sexual abuse is a problem that plagues the entire United Nations, not just its peacekeeping operations.
Contrary to the information that are spreading that this is a question related to our peacekeeping operations, it's necessary to say that the majority of the cases of sexual exploitation and abuse are done by the civilian organizations of the United Nations and not in peacekeeping operations.
Hundreds of such allegations have surfaced to the UN over the past dozen years. The most high-profile charges related to 14 cases involving peacekeepers in Central African Republic. This is VOA News. U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis said there exists military options in dealing with North Korea's missile and nuclear programs that could avoid the feared mass casualties of any conflict. He was pressed about so-called kinetic options that employ lethal force but declined to elaborate. Bruce Bennett, a RAND Corporation defense analyst, said it involves making a judgment on what North Korean leader Kim Jong-un's escalation threshold is.
Kim has said that if even one artillery shell is fired at North Korea, he's going to level Seoul. So that would suggest that any kinetic action hitting North Korea could lead to damage to Seoul.
The White House said Mr. Trump and his Chinese counterpart, Xi Jinping, who is not attending the UN session, spoke at length by telephone, committing themselves to maximum economic pressure on Pyongyang. Hurricane Maria has intensified to a catastrophic Category 5 storm, the fourth major hurricane of the year as it moves through the eastern Caribbean and toward the British island of Dominica, with a likely impact on the U.S. Virgin Islands and Puerto Rico. Maria has maximum sustained winds of more than 200 kilometers per hour. The region is still recovering from the effects of another Category 5 storm, Irma, 2 weeks ago. Myanmar State Councilor Aung San Suu Kyi is scheduled to address her nation Tuesday on the security crackdown in western Rakhine State that has sparked a mass exodus of Rohingya Muslims to Bangladesh. She has been under growing international pressure to end the violence and allow hundreds of thousands of refugees back home. Boris Johnson is the British Foreign Secretary.
I have spoken to her several times since this whole disaster began, and it is barbaric what is happening to the Rohingyas. There can be no doubt about it. And of course, it's up to Dorsu, State Councillor Aung San Suu Kyi, to show leadership, to try and impose her will on the military.
The violence has left hundreds dead and forced more than 400,000 to flee. In Nigeria, at least 15 people were killed, dozens wounded, after three suicide bombers detonated explosives in the village of Mashmari in northeast Borno State. British cyclist Mark Bowman has set a new world record traveling around the world in 79 days. He rode into Paris Monday after setting off from the French capital nearly 80 days ago.
I've barely walked for 2.5 months. I've got out of bed at 3:30 in the morning. I've got on my bike at 4 a.m. I've ridden till 9:30, 10 o'clock at night. I've been living in this weird bubble where I literally eat 9,000 calories a day, try and ride my bike 240 miles a day.
Beaumont rode 29,000 kilometers around the world, taking only flights to cross the Atlantic and Pacific Oceans. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.